Farmer said to the boll weevil, I see you at my door. Yes, sir, said the boll weevil, I've been there before. Gonna get your home, gonna get your home.
Presenting a report to the American people by the Ballad Hunter. In each of these programs, the Library of Congress presents John A. Lomax, the Ballad Hunter. For more than 30 years, Mr. Lomax has been gathering the songs of the American people. Songs that were not written down or learned from books, but folk songs of the people, sung by the people, and made into recordings on the very spot. To collect these songs, Mr. Lomax has ridden night herd with cowboys, visited ballad singers far back in the Ozark Mountains, gone to dances in the country, spoken to tenant farmers in the deep south, and he has gone into crowded cell blocks and penitentiaries in many parts of the United States. Today, Mr. Lomax will tell you about a cross-country search for a ballad that followed a bug.
Farmer said to the grocer man, I want some meat and meal. Get out of here, you son of a gun, you got boll weevil in your field. Gonna get your home, gonna get your home.
The boll weevil is the most talked about and sung about insect in America. Its head is smaller than a pea, though the Texas legislature once put a price of $50,000 on this evil head. Later, the state of Mississippi passed a quarantine law against shipping from Texas any goods that might contain the same little insect. Some humorists declared that quarantine officers lined the entire eastern bank of the Mississippi River to forcibly stop its travels to the east. But the little pest flew or ferried across the river and passed the guards. When he reached Alabama, they created a monument to him because he forced the farmers to plant food crops. But what is it about this tiny bug that makes it a national celebrity? The mosquito never acquired such fame. The boll weevil is an enemy to cotton in a country where cotton is king. The boll weevil gets its food and drink from the sweet liquid in the young cotton boll. He eats nothing but cotton, not the leaves, but the cotton fruit. Also, his children are born inside the cotton square and feed on it. These two processes entirely destroy the cotton. And because the fame, this insect, and the suffering he has caused, the Negroes made up a song about the boll weevil, a song with many variations. Today, my story is the hunt for the ballad of the boll weevil. The first version I found was sung by a blind Negro in Hearne, Texas, in 1909. It's a ballad that tells us where them little boll weevils came from. This is about the way the blind man sang it. The boll weevil is a little bug from Mexico, they say. He come to try this Texas soil, and he thought he'd better stay a-looking for a home, just a-looking for a home, just a-looking for a home, just a-looking for a home. Later, when I was carrying a recording machine, it was natural that I should find a boll weevil song in Lufkin, Texas. Here is what I recorded. Have you heard the latest about the boll weevil? Done eat all my cotton and started in on my corn.
The farmer take the boll weevil, bed him down on an eye. Farmer take the boll weevil, bed him down in the sand. Oh, we will stand the storm. I'm gonna stand it like a natural man and feel my home. Oh, we will home. Then farmer take the bold weevil. He stopped him up in a little flag. Oh, we will stand the farmer. I'll find my home at last and feel my home. Oh, we will home.
From Mexico to Texas, the trail of the boll weevil goes on, and in Texas it inspires a song. Across the Rio Grande River to Texas, from Texas across the Sabine River to Louisiana, across the Mississippi River to Mississippi, across the Tombigbee River to Alabama, across the Chattahoochee River to Georgia, and finally, across the Okefenokee swamps to the Atlantic Ocean travels the boll weevil. And there he turns back and starts all over again. In Louisiana in 1940, I recorded a boll weevil song sung by a Negro woman named Willie George King. I asked her where she had heard the song, and she told me that she got it from Texas. And maybe even in New York. First time I saw the boll weevil, I saw him in New York. Next time I saw the boll weevil, he was climbing up a cotton stalk.
First time I saw boll weevil, I saw him in New York. Next time I saw boll weevil, he was climbing up a cotton stalk. Tell me how long a bull and boll weevil been born. They farmer went to his merchant. See, all I want was meat and meal. And the merchant said to the farm, got boll weevils in your field. Tell me how long the bull and boll weevil been born.
In the Louisiana penitentiary, I heard Leadbelly, now a famous singer, sing this song about the boll weevil. The Negro balladist seems to sympathize with the boll weevil when the entomologist attempts to destroy him. They fed him on Paris green, and the boll weevil says, "Thank you, Mr. Farmer. It's the best I ever seen." The boll weevil says to the farmer, "I'll stand it like a man. It's my home." When they put him in hot sand, they leave him in the ice. And the boll weevil says to the farmer, "This is mighty cool and nice. It's just my home." The boll weevil has cost the South more than $1 billion over a period of 25 years. The hard times that followed him were the hardest on the Negro, for he suffered the most. Here is a plaintive ballad I have found sung in the beautiful voice of Vera Hall in Livingston, Alabama.
I'm a seen the boll weevil. He's sitting on the square. Next time I see him, he had his family there. Boll weevil, yeah, boll weevil everywhere. They done need up all the cotton and comb, oh, but the new ground square. Well, if I'm asking much, I'm for some meat and meal. Ain't nothing done, old man, for weevils in your field. Hey, for weevils, where is your native home? Way down in the bottom, the cunning cone.
You have heard Vera Hall sing about the boll weevil sitting on the square. She means the very tender cotton boll in the first stages of growth, so tender that it is entirely covered by four small leaves fitted closely into each other so as to protect the baby boll inside. Hence the word square. And from Alabama, I crossed the Chattahoochee River into Georgia to hear the Georgia version of the boll weevil song. Boll weevil, where you get your great long bill? I got it from Texas. I got it from the western hills.
Boll weevil, boll weevil, where you get your great long bill? I got it from Texas. I got it from the western hills. I got it from Texas. I got it from the western hills. Boll weevil, he told the farmer, says, don't you buy no more pills. Ain't gonna make enough money to pay your drugstore bill. You ain't going to make enough money to even pay your drugstore bill. Boll weevil, he told the farmer, don't you fly no more. Ain't gonna make enough flour in your back door.
It took the boll weevil 25 years before he reached the Atlantic Ocean from Texas, marching steadily at 40 miles a year. When he got to the ocean, it seemed that he didn't want to have anything to do with the new order in Europe, for he never did cross it. His home is in the South. He still lives down there and has done great damage. And there are yet lots of him. The farmer sings, the first time I saw the boll weevil, he was sitting on the square. The next time I saw the boll weevil, he had all his family there. It's a big family, too. Scientists tell us that in 1 year, one pair produced 12,775,100 baby boll weevils. But perhaps my philosopher friend Richard Emerson of Livingston, Alabama, most aptly sums up the boll weevil story. The cotton bush, his shade, the root, his cook kitchen, the boll, his dining room, where he do all his eating.
Farmer said to the boll weevil, I see you at my door. Yes, sir, said the boll weevil, I've been there before. Gonna get your home, gonna get your home.
You have just heard another story told by the Ballad Hunter. These boll weevil songs you heard on this program were actually recorded on the spot. This program, with Mr. John A. Lomax, honorary curator of the Archive of American Folk Song, was presented by the Radio Research Project of the Library of Congress.
Farmer said to the grocer man, I want some meat and meal. Get out of here, you son of a gun. You got boll weevil in your field. Gonna get your home.